rocket ship Batman. This thing is a Swedish absolute rocket. You know, these things were made for big lumberjack-sized guys, and this thing does not disappoint. It freaking hauls ass. I have a long history with these Husqvarnas. Back in the 80s, 83 and 84, I was on a CR500 twin shock. And in 86 or 85, Husky came out with this single shock model here. And I still had my old twin shocks. I was still kicking ass on it. And the local Husqvarna dealer, Valley Sunoco, called me up and said, hey, we want to put you on the new single shock. So I got a brand new CR500 86 and came from the factory with the Olin shock. Justin, the mechanic who worked on this bike, just came up to me. He was test riding this morning. He said, this is faster than my CR500. And I'm not sure if it's faster than a CR500, maybe faster than his. I don't know if it's faster than mine, but it's not a fair comparison because mine's thoroughly hopped up. But out of the box stock, these things are a weapon to be contended with. The idle sound coming out of this thing is nothing short than absolutely wicked. This thing sounds just like a big bore 500 should. And the quality and fit and finish on these Husqvarnas is second to none. They took a lot of pride in the craftsmanship. Things like this, this is a brand new NOS. The whole left side of the engine, the whole clutch cover assembly, the kicker, everything is brand new. The original one got broken, and we got a brand new clutch cover with the bike. That's the original factory exhaust on it. That's the silencer on this thing was polished like chrome. The top end's been rebuilt. The bike is in absolutely excellent mechanical condition. This was and is Husqvarna's next generation big bore two stroke for 1986. The Husky 500 CR is a top level open class MX weapon. It was perfected in MXGPs and World Enduros. Husqvarna actually created their own forks for this bike, and Olin's built the shock to their spec. It's a fantastic chassis, rock steady handling, super stable at high speed, and these came at a premium, so not too many American riders could afford these. You know, if you look at the cost of an Olin shock back then, was about $800. Now they're like close to $2,000 for one, so they're super expensive. High quality components. This bike is super stable at high speed, smooth power delivery at low and mid-range revs, like any good big bore 500. Bulletproof transmission, rated at 50 plus peak rear wheel horsepower, and I believe that to be true. I've ridden a lot of 500s, so no, this is a 50 horsepower monster. To put that in perspective, the new Honda CRF450 that we raffled off last year on our dyno, after much ado and tweaking and running it real cool, we got it to break the 50 horse mark, but it was only 50 rear wheel horse. The factory edition put down 52, but this bike back in the 80s was putting down horsepower and torque ratings. Torque is more than a modern four-stroke on these big bore two-strokes, about 20% more. This came from the factory with not only the Olin shock, but a Brembo front disc brake. Zoom in on that, you can see it's a very high-quality Brembo disc brake. Tubular steel, single cradle frame. It was sophisticated for its time, and it stood the test of time. When you stand back and take a profile pic of this bike, it just looks right, man. It's the kind of bike that you could have in your living room and just walk by it every day and say, man, I'm glad I have this, you know. It's going on display on the third floor of the New England Motorcycle Museum with our collection of big bore 500s. It's going up for sale. If you want to purchase this bike, give us a call, 860-454-7024. It's 6 weeks to Christmas. We can ship this anywhere in the country. This would make a kick-ass collection for the big bore enthusiasts in your family. So, it's got a brand new, I'll go over some of the parts and work we've done to it. It's got a brand new NGK spark plug on it. The carb was disassembled, cleaned, rebuilt, and rejetted. It has new fuel lines and vent hoses. The fuel tank was removed, drained, and inspected. The petcock was disassembled, inspected, and rebuilt with all new seals. We're running VPT2 non-ethanol premixed fuel in it. Put a brand new air filter and cage in it and oiled and installed the filter and cleaned the air box out. The water pump was completely rebuilt. It's got new engine ice coolant in it. We also put a new clutch in it when we're on the other side repairing and rebuilt this whole. Like I said, everything's brand new. Everything's brand new over here. I think even the kicker's brand new also. The kickstart and shift mechanism were disassembled, inspected, and rebuilt. Put a new kickstarter spring on it. All new components, all new clutch plates, clutch springs, steel plates, and fiber plates. New kickstarter spring has Motul gear lube. Zoom in, and you can see on the other side, it's got a new front sprocket on it, and a new JT X1R Super HD X-Ring gold chain, top-of-the-line chain. Really nice compliment to the finish of this bike because it has the gold rims to match the gold chain and the yellow shock. It's just an absolutely stunning big bore monster. We rebuilt the front brake master cylinder, rebuilt the front brake caliper. It's got fresh Motul brake fluid in it, new front brake pads. The rear wheel, we actually replaced the rear wheel with a whole new rear wheel assembly from another 86 CR500 that we had in stock. It was in better condition than the one that was on there. New rear brake shoes, completely rebuilt the rear brake assembly. So chains and sprockets, brakes, and rear wheel are all being totally gone through and replaced with new components. And it has a new Dunlop tire and tube on. If you zoom in closely, you can see I haven't even worn the hairy nubs off it yet. But give me another. This is a test ride. I didn't want to end because I was having like flashbacks to my youth. How much fun it was racing. There's nothing like racing a motorcycle that has more power than you can really use. And straight up, to be honest with you, unless your name is Rick Johnson or Jeff Ward or something like that, there's very few men on this planet, including me, that and I consider myself a big boy expert. Even in my prime, I'm not sure I ever used a 500 on a motocross track to its true potential, because with that much horsepower and that much torque, it's your right wrist that's determining how fast you're going, not the power of the bike. It's not like riding a 125 that you can hold it tapped anywhere and everywhere. These things are absolute freaking monsters, so they need to be respected. And you never get bored with a 500. It's always got more power than you can possibly use in pretty much every situation, unless you're doing hill climbs or desert racing or sand hill climbs. So or grass tracks is about the only place you use more horsepower. So the front tire is a brand new Dunlop D952 with tube. The rear tire is a brand new Dunlop D952 tire with tube. Again, the rebuilt the rear brakes, greased all the wheel bearings, has a new clutch lever and a new clutch cable. If you zoom in, you'll see those two items are brand new. Has a brand new front brake lever. If you zoom in, you'll see that's the actual Brembo, not some China clone. It's an actual Brembo front brake lever. Has new Scott hand grips. A new kill switch was installed. And take a close look at the seat. Zoom into that seat. No China aftermarket garbage on there. This is the definition of unobtainium. This is a brand new Husqvarna NOS seat. Good luck finding another one. I actually have one more in stock, but it's not for sale. I don't know. I've had it for a long time, and I was waiting for the right bike to come along for the one I have. And there were two. This is a brand new seat foam. It's absolutely perfect, and it's not a replica or close to stock or like that is an original brand new saddle. Good luck finding another one. That's a definition of unobtainium at any price. Zoom in on the rear silencer too. Take a close look at that. My good man Carlos standing behind me here. When I went down to Keystone and spent a week there learning how to polish aluminum, we took all we learned back here, and Carlos went to town on that silencer. Shined it up like chrome. It came out freaking beautiful. Has a new front fender on there. It has a new front number plate. These are the original radiator shrouds, to my knowledge. The original fuel tank has a new Husqvarna logo, new tank graphics. It has new side number plates with the new number ones that Christy Steiger designed and made, and a new rear fender on there, and a lot of new hardware. So full nut and bolt check. Justin standing right here, Mr. Turbo, a.k.a. Mr. Turbo, who does four-cylinder turbocharged engine builds from the ground up. He did this. I'm not going to say working on a two-stroke is below his pay grade, because a good mechanic can do even a better job than an average mechanic. But he went through this thing top to bottom, and he's maybe overqualified, because he can do four-cylinder, six-cylinder carb rebuilds and turbo, crank-up rebuilds. But it's good to know that it was done by someone who knows what the hell they're doing. So the bike is right. It's right as rain, guys. And it's ready to go. Good luck finding a nicer one. Still has the OEM airbox. It does have the new side covers and everything else I mentioned. It's been gone through top to bottom. In the detail shop, the frame was repainted. Not completely, but just in the areas it needed it. The wheels, the fork lowers, the spokes, everything was clean. The silencer was polished. It's ready to show or race today. One of the things I want to point out, zoom in on here. This is this rubber bumper right here. Those are almost always gone, and that's what causes the kicker to come back and break the engine case. This is all brand new, and that's an NOS piece. And so is the whole left side of the engine. It's all NOS brand new components. So you'd be hard pressed to find a nice one. Look how shiny. See the aluminum right there? That's not polished bias. It's the way it came out of the box. It's freaking beautiful. Yeah, if you're looking for a world-class liquid cool 80s 500 that's exclusive in the fact that they didn't make a lot of them, not many of them were imported to the U.S., and most of them were raced into the ground. Like, mine was ruined first year. I would destroy a frame on a bike in short order. Literally 6 months, and I'd completely flatten a, man, sometimes sooner. Justin, can you hold this for 1 second? Sometimes sooner, I'd destroy a frame. this one right here, take a look. The frame rails on it, there's not a single ding on this side. Not one. This side right here, I don't feel any dings on that side either. You just see some blemishes on the paint because we put it up on the stand, and the stand's got some grease on it. But the frame is freaking fantastic on this. And that's a hallmark. We generally won't restore a bike that's got, oh, what's the point? You know, it's like restoring a house with a smashed foundation or a crumbling foundation. You're building your castle on sand. You got to start with a killer. When it's a steel frame like this, you start with a great frame. Another hallmark is check out these pegs. These are original pegs. They're not sagging down at all. They're not bent, nor is the shift lever. They're perfectly straight. The original factory front rim from August of 1985, that's the date code, made in Norway. It says right here, Nordisk Norway on it. That's the original gold front rim. I would have destroyed that in one good race at Waterboro. I'd ruin a front rim, you know, with heavy rocks, tracks, and stuff like that. So radiators have these really nice aluminum protectors on there too. Aluminum. So she's a diamond. The original chrome forks. Tubes are in really good condition. There's no rock chips on them at all. No blemishes on the chrome. So, bit high and bit often, boys. You're going to be hard-pressed to find a nice one. Show them the new hardware here on the on the handlebars. All new hardware, new breather hose. I mean, a lot of the stuff. This is just what I remember that was done to it. And when we go through them, we do whatever they need. So this one, by with assurance, this one's it's a class act. And thank you to Husqvarna for sponsoring me when I was just a crazy kid. I couldn't rub two nickels together when I was racing. I was literally going to the races in a rusted out Toyota pickup that had so much Bondo in it, I think it leaned to one side. And I actually, when Husqvarna sponsored me, I had my 83 Twin Shock Husqvarna 500. And I actually took in primer and I wrote on the side of the truck with a white spray paint, 935, my race number, dead or alive. And I don't know, all I cared about was riding and racing motorcycles. I think that's still the case, but now I can afford a nicer bike, but I'm too old to ride them fast. I had a lot of fun, and always had a good time on the Husqvarnas, on the track or on the trail. It's a world-class piece, and still is to this day. Thanks for watching, and God bless America.